If you want a sense of just how important the fight is for the 13th Congressional District, look no further than the ads in your own Facebook feed. The Rodney Davis and Betsy Dirksen Lonergan campaigns have spent a few $100,000 already on Facebook ads, plus thousands more spent by outside groups like real estate agents, unions, healthcare advocacy groups, and national political organizations. Those ads are under the microscope in a class at Illinois State University focused on social media and elections. Ryan Denham speaks to its teacher, Nate Carpenter, the director of Convergent Media at ISU's School of Communication.
What are the issues that are being campaigned on kind of beyond the Facebook page, right? Like we're used to the idea that, oh, I can go see, you know, this person's Facebook page and it might show up in my timeline. But the ads are really the place where additional influence is exerted. And so we're able to kind of see through this ads library, like, you know, how are these candidates for office targeting select members of the population, not just those who are kind of self-seeking to go out and kind of find and follow these pages. This is, you know, groups of people that they are deliberately trying to reach out to.
So in looking at all of this data, what can you tell us about who the campaigns are targeting? What kind of people?
Typically, when you buy a Facebook ad, you can say, you know, here are the age ranges I want to target. Here are the genders I want to target and the locations I want to target. And we can get a sense of kind of who the top brackets are that each campaign is trying to reach out to. We see this pretty distinct split between younger voters and older voters, right? Or at least younger and older audiences that are attempted to be reached, right? So for Davis, we see much higher proportion of the 65 and older audience, right, that kind of outcompetes Lonergan. And same for 55 to 64-year-olds, right? And there's really two reasons for that, at least the way I see it. Number one is right now, many of the more engaged audiences are older, especially if we look at like the 18 to even 34-year-old crowd. They are not quite as active on Facebook. I mean, they all have Facebook accounts, but they're not consuming it at the same rate that older audiences are. The second one is just like any campaigns, older audiences tend to be more reliable voters. But again, I think the noticeable difference, even looking at these younger audiences, we see that's where Lonergan is doing more work, or at least the ads are targeting younger audiences at a much higher rate than Davis. I mean, we're talking, you know, double, if not quadruple the rate in many instances.
You know, this race has attracted a lot of attention nationally. So what can you see there in the data about the different types of messages that are going out? You know, if I'm someone who lives in the district or lives in Illinois versus, you know, if I'm someone who lives out of state.
Yeah. So again, going to Davis is a really good example here. The in-state, out-of-state is pretty obvious. In-state are attack ads against Lonergan. And then there are also issues ads. For Lonergan, I think what we saw, especially out of state, were kind of the same things that we saw with Davis, where asking for donations from out of state because it's a close race. And we see a lot of connection to the site actblue.com, which is a small donations fundraiser for the Democratic Party. The local ads are similar to Davis in that they're promoting issues for Lonergan. It's been healthcare. That's been the top issue.
What more can you tell us about the Facebook ad library, which is kind of the place where you pulled all this data from?
This is a tool that's provided by Facebook, and it's something that not a lot of people know about. It didn't really get a lot of fanfare other than kind of in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal and you know, the 2016 elections where a lot of extra scrutiny was put on Facebook. This was Facebook's answer. And they said, you know, we'll make this available so you can see how political ads are being spent and used. But I think there's also kind of a dark side, too, that there's still so much that we don't know from Facebook that is kind of non-campaign related that kind of goes under the radar. And so there's kind of a false sense of knowledge here, too, that we feel like we might have everything, but there are other ways to exert influence on Facebook, whether that's through you know, what we might call astroturfing or sock puppetry or other kind of you know, means of disseminating disinformation or misinformation. So this tells part of the story, but not all of it.
That's Nate Carpenter from ISU School of Communication speaking with Ryan Denham. Find all of our election coverage and our voter guide at wglt.org/election.